From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, April 22nd. Coming up, we'll hear from student and faculty activists on the University of Illinois Urbana campus with their reaction to the guilty verdict in the Derek Chauvin murder trial earlier this week. That story from WILL student reporter Farrah Anderson in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Democrats in the Illinois House narrowly voted to decrease criminal penalties for possessing small amounts of drugs, including heroin, fentanyl, and cocaine. Hannah Meisel reports.
State Representative Carol Ammons, a Democrat from Urbana, says reducing criminal penalties for possessing small amounts of drugs would mean fewer people in Illinois' prison system. Penalties for possessing, for example, 3 grams or less of heroin would be cut from a felony to a misdemeanor, which carries less risk of prison time and a much smaller maximum fine.
We believe for some reason that locking people up for drug possession or drug usage is going to somehow change their lives. It does not, it has not, and it will not.
Ammons' bill also allows state's attorneys and circuit courts to create misdemeanor diversion programs, which would connect those charged with drug possession with social or behavioral health services. Those who complete the program could also be eligible to have their cases dismissed and records expunged. I'm Hannah Meisel.
The invasive jumping worm is making an unwelcome debut in central Illinois. University of Illinois Extension horticulture educator Nicole Flowers Kimmerly says the thrashing worms were first brought into the U.S. as fishing bait, but as they spread, they can wreak serious ecological damage.
It kind of changes the soil structure. So if you have soil that starts looking like coffee grounds, then that's an indication that they're there.
Flowers Kimmerly says the invasive worms grow twice as fast as the natives. While there are no real control measures, she recommends bagging adult jumping worms in plastic bags and leaving them in the sun if you find them this summer. While the worms cannot survive Illinois winters, their eggs can. Illinois' climate is changing very rapidly, and there are more worrisome predictions for the future. As Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports, that's according to a new climate assessment.
The new report from the Nature Conservancy shows how Illinois' climate has transformed over the past century and predicts it will only continue to get hotter, wetter, and more extreme. These changes will have long-lasting and potentially devastating impacts on all Illinoisans, says study co-author and former Illinois state climatologist Jim Angel, but especially on low-income communities and communities of color.
You look at the 95 heat wave in Chicago, most of the people that died from that were from low-income groups and minorities. And so I think those are vulnerable populations that are a concern.
Angel says the changing climate will also continue to impact the state's agriculture industry, with hotter summers and more intense flood events. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
Another Champaign County resident has died due to COVID-19, according to the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District. That brings the county's death toll to 141. Champaign-Urbana health officials also announced 62 additional COVID-19 cases yesterday. The number of active cases is up from Tuesday, now at 474. There are 17 county residents currently hospitalized with the virus. Meanwhile, nearly 37% of Champaign County's eligible population and 30% of its total population have been fully vaccinated so far. The University of Illinois Urbana campus saw 8 more cases on Tuesday, bringing the semester total to more than 1,700 cases. The campus's 7-day average positivity rate is hovering at 0.12%. Campus officials also announced that vaccine appointments are now available for students, faculty, and staff at CIRCE, the Campus Recreation Center East. Appointments can be made online at mymckinley.illinois.edu, and a recent negative COVID test is required for entry. Still to come, student and faculty activists at the University of Illinois say they find themselves grappling with what the future holds for policing and race relations at the university. That after the guilty verdict in the Derek Chauvin murder trial this week. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
Hi, this is Chantal Vaca, and I'm the engagement producer for the 21st. And I'm curious, what issues in Illinois matter to you most right now? Join the 21st Text Club and add to our weekly conversation. Just text TALK to 217-803-0730. That's 217-803-0730. Let's keep in touch.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. As the country reacts to the conviction of Derek Chauvin, student and faculty activists at the University of Illinois say their conversations have taken on a new tone. More importantly, they say they find themselves grappling with what the future holds for policing and race relations at the university. Farah Anderson of the WIOL Student Newsroom has more.
The conviction of Derek Chauvin was a relief to many who protested against systemic racism this past year. Angela Ting, a master's student at the university, says it's easy to feel relieved by the verdict, but says the trial has not brought lasting justice.
It's really hard to not feel vindicated when a bad person like Derek Chauvin, who has hurt not just George Floyd, but his entire family and all of us, but at the same time, as a person who doesn't believe that the criminal justice system or the carceral system produces any justice or any accountability, it's easy for the system to legitimize itself through things like this, right? Like, oh, you know, we put this one bad person away. Isn't that what you wanted? Well, you got what you wanted. We can see that people are still getting hurt, are going to continue to get hurt. So the faster that we can see through that and move through that and get to the source of what the problem is, I think the safer that we will all get, and the less trauma there will be on all of us.
Ting says U of I police should be stripped of their funding. Naomi Pake, a professor and activist at the university, agrees. She says big changes are needed and doesn't think Chauvin's conviction alone will lead to change.
And so, you know, healthy food, education, mental health resources, job training and job opportunities, all of these kinds of things need to be part of the conversation. But when we focus on a trial and a conviction, all of that stuff doesn't come into the picture. Real justice looks like systems where something like George Floyd's death could never have happened, which requires like a complete reimagining of what it means to be publicly safe.
Last year, the university said it would tackle systemic racism with a plan named the Call to Action. Working groups would suggest how to overcome racial disparities. This week, after Chauvin's conviction, university officials issued a statement in which they pledged to dismantle systemic racism. Pake says the statement made her angry. She says she has never seen that kind of action on campus.
If there is follow-through that provides an opportunity for us to actually make change, I'm just not confident that that is actually going to happen.
Rebecca Ginsburg, a professor trying to find alternatives for the justice system, says Chauvin's conviction hasn't even begun to change the system.
There was no accountability. There was only punishment. The fact that he made somebody else suffer and that he killed somebody else makes me want to pry more deeply into the forces and the structures and the systems that allowed such a thing to happen, that allowed a police officer on the streets of Minneapolis in broad daylight to reject the offers of assistance and that appeals for intervention and continue to kill a person.
Still, Ginsburg says she is optimistic that the university will address race and policing on campus. Like others, she says Chauvin's conviction can be a first step forward. I'm Farah Anderson, Illinois Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see sunny skies today with a high of 56 degrees. That's all for today. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Tim Shelley, Dana Cronin, and Farah Anderson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.